Hey, this is Dan Oslo, the Tour de France here for Stage 11 in Courchevel on a beautiful alpine morning. The sun is out, the temperature is actually quite high for such an early time of the morning, but it's a beautiful start and a beautiful day for the Discovery Channel team coming off of yesterday's just fantastic performance all around with all nine riders contributing to Lance's win. The team feels fantastic this morning. It was actually a pretty quiet start. For some reason, all the hundreds of spectators that normally show up were either excluded from the area or just simply didn't make it, because the start was up in Courchevel, which is obviously hard to get to. We don't expect the same type of finish yesterday. Johan even said this morning when they asked if he will let a breakaway go off the road, he said that for someone to finish away from the rider today, that rider has to be strong. So it's not going to be just a breakaway of a couple of sprinters or whatever it may be. To stay away from everybody on these kinds of climbs, you have to be a strong rider. So we'll obviously pay attention to who's up the road. Should be a really exciting day, again, harder than yesterday. And gosh, if the team rides anywhere near where they rode yesterday, perhaps the time gaps will increase on our rivals, but never taking things for granted. Lance talked about T-Mobile not going away in this race, and we'll hear from them again before this is over, potentially today. And, of course, Rasmussen, the rider in the polka dot jersey, is proving out to be a fantastic climber and one that I don't think we're going to see away from the front of the race. He's just too talented and having too good of a ride. And the Spanish rider, Valverde, who won yesterday, he obviously is extremely motivated, feeling great, obviously super strong. So, but again, you need to have Ulrich, you need to have Vinokourov, Clodin, Vasso, all these riders now. If they do dream of winning the race or even getting on the podium, they have to make their move. They can't wait. And today could be an opportune time for them to try something. Should be a great day. We're excited. The team's feeling great. And the mood around is just tremendous excitement and tremendous confidence. So we'll see what happens. So check back later. And we'll get the results of the finish line in Briançon. And for more information on the team, head to discovery.com.